Well, good evening, everyone. It's good to be with you. It's a pleasure to be here this night. Would you pray with me, please, as we ask for God's help and as we come to look at his word together? Almighty God, your word is powerful to give life to the dead, to save lost people, and even to call people into your service. And Lord, we pray that you might open our minds and hearts to your word tonight. Empower me by your Spirit to speak clearly and faithfully. Lord, we pray that you'd give us ears to listen, hearts that are teachable, and that you might encourage us all, not least Dean and Sandy and the brothers and sisters of this congregation. We ask for you to work in us and through us for the glory of Jesus' name. Amen. Well, no doubt at this time of corona pandemic, there are and there will be people preaching a prosperity gospel, people preaching a health, wealth and happiness gospel as if God promises all blessings now. Joel Osteen seems to always have best-selling books, even in Coorong's top 10 bestsellers, a pastor from the US. And Osteen on his website has a prayer for others in this corona crisis. And he says, and I quote, "Father, today I believe and declare that you are surrounding your children with health, protection, favor, and wisdom. We believe it and receive it today. I cannot believe or declare that our God is surrounding his people with health at the moment. Christians can get sick and die of coronavirus like anyone else. What people need now, what the church needs now, what Reservoir Presbyterian Church needs now is people who will preach Christ and the word of God fully so that people can grow to maturity." Dean was reading Colossians chapter 1 in his devotions recently, and verse 25 struck him. And so we're going to be thinking about this passage briefly this evening. I hope you have your Bible open. I'd like to answer four questions in regard to the Apostle Paul and apply it to Dean, the questions of who, what, why, and how. First is who. The Apostle Paul is writing to this young church in modern-day Turkey about 30 years after Christ's resurrection. In terms of who Paul is, in verse 23, he says he is a servant of the gospel or a minister of the gospel. And in chapter 1, Paul's already made clear that the gospel is a message the Colossians had heard and believed. It's the message of God's grace that saves by faith in Jesus. It's the message that we are qualified to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light because, verse 13, God has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We were once alienated from God, verse 21, but now we've been reconciled to God by Christ's death and by faith in him. Paul, as a servant of the gospel, preaches this gospel. Dean, as a servant of the gospel, you are to preach this gospel. Keep preaching this gospel. Paul then speaks of suffering for the Colossians and for Christ's body, the church. And in verse 25, he says, "I have become its servant." And so Paul is not only a servant of the gospel, he's a servant of the church. These are very interconnected roles for Paul and for gospel preachers like you, Dean. You serve the church by proclaiming the gospel. And we'll look at this more in a moment. It was the commission, he goes on to say, or the decision of God that made Paul a servant who would preach the word. I've known Dean and Sandy since I started at the Presbyterian Theological College in 2004. Thinking about it, I think we've been friends for about 16 years. I remember speaking with Dean years ago about the conviction God had given him to enter or leave nursing and enter full-time gospel ministry as a pastor in a Presby church or in the Presbyterian church. And like Dean and Sandy, I too could see that God had given Dean the character, the competencies, the conviction needed to be a gospel preacher and pastor. Dean and I finished college in the same year, and we've served in the same presbyteries together. It's been a joy and honour and privilege. And I personally, myself, affirm that Dean has been appointed and set apart, called, if you will, by the Lord God to be a servant of the church. So who are you, Dean, in your role as a pastor here? We've read tonight that you are a servant of the church. That means being a servant of the people here. A servant even of the cause of the gospel in the reservoir area. Let that drive you. Don't forget who you are. Secondly, what? What is such a servant to be devoted to doing? Just like for Paul, God has given you, Dean, the task of verse 25, presenting the word of God in its fullness. Yours is the task of making the word of God fully known. And the mystery that Paul speaks of in verse 26 is the word of God that's been revealed by God in the gospel that's come in the new covenant. The mystery is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that there is salvation for everyone who believes, even non-Jews like us. The mystery, Paul says in verse 27, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. By faith and trust in Jesus, we become part of his body, the church, and by his spirit, he comes to dwell in us, to live in us. And at this time of lockdown and crisis, at this time when people are enduring a loss of toilet paper, a loss of work, a loss of freedom, when people are enduring stress, being cut off from loved ones, having to school at home, enduring financial stress, in all this, brothers and sisters, we need to remember that Christ is with us. Indeed, he is in us, and he is the hope of glory. Dean, you need to keep teaching and preaching the word of God fully. And the word of God, it centers in, it climaxes in Jesus Christ. So keep preaching to your people that by faith, Christ is in you and he is the hope of glory. Now, in the weeks and months to come, Lord willing, in the years to come, your people at Resi Prezi, they need the word of God. The people who are without God and without hope in the world around you, us, they need the word of God. They need to hear of Jesus. Your people need to keep hearing of Christ, their hope of glory. When faced with loss and lack, ill health, loneliness, sickness, even death, people need to keep hearing from you on the phone, online, in writing, from the pulpits that Christ is the hope of glory. That trusting in Jesus can give them a sure and certain expectation of glory. Sure and certain expectation of heaven where Christ is now. Christ's Spirit is with us now. And we look forward to being with him where he is one day. Dean, don't give people false promises like perfect health and wealth and fleeting happiness all now. Give people Christ in his word. Proclaim and teach the word of God fully now and with all the days and all the strength he gives you. That's what you are to preach as a servant of the gospel and a servant of the church. Thirdly, why? In verse 28, look at that, Paul says at the end, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. Maturity is an all of life thing. It speaks of your thoughts and desires, your words and actions being, all of them being Christ-like. Maturity in Christ is to shape all of our lives and the way all of us relate to others all of the time. It's to be your goal and mine. Dean, make the word of God fully known to make the people of God fully mature. So as you present the word of God and you proclaim Christ and teach everyone, remember your goal is not merely imparting information. It is gospel transformation. The goal, the why you do what you do, Dean and Sandy, it's to see people come to Christ and to grow to maturity in him. It's gospel transformation. So faithfully apply God's word to people. And brothers and sisters at Reservoir Prezi and in the presbytery, let us pray that in God's grace this will happen, that people will grow to maturity through Dean's teaching and Dean and Sandy's ministry. Will you pray for them and pray for that? And then the lonely person will be comforted and continue trusting in Jesus. The person stuck in sin will repent and grow in godliness. The selfish person will start serving. The dying person will have hope in the Lord. The person in conflict can repent and be reconciled. The person born overseas will come to hear of and even trust in Jesus and be saved. The Bible study group will love each other through this crisis. And the church of God here will grow in faith and hope and love and grow more like Jesus. But how can this happen? Final point is how. How can you ever do such life-transforming things, Dean? Not in your own strength, brother, exactly. The Apostle Paul, we read here that he toiled, he labored, he contended, he worked hard for the gospel and for Christ's church. And Dean, your Lord and Savior, he wants you to toil and labor in presenting the word of God, to present everyone mature in Christ. And that's going to take time in your study and time with your people. There's no shortcut here for busy or lazy pastors. And no place for impatient or demanding people. Dean, your Bible teaching requires time. Time to study and prepare and pray. You need time in the Word for your own soul too. So people of God here, be understanding and prayerful for your pastors as they study and prepare to teach and preach. Pray that God would give them, Andrew and Dean, wisdom and energy. For did you notice in verse 28 that Paul says he strenuously contended with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me? It's no mere human effort that enabled the apostle Paul, the great apostle and preacher that he was. It was not his effort that enabled and empowered his ministry. Paul struggled with all the energy that Christ worked in him. And Dean and Sandy, Andrew and Susie, it will only be Christ in you who can empower you to toil in ministry here. So fellow workers, and every one of you at Reservoir Presbyterian Church who lives to serve others, the only way that you'll be able to persevere in loving and serving and proclaiming Christ is as you pray and rely on his work in you and through you. Dean is a servant of the church. Keep making the word of God, the word of God about Christ, fully known, so that people may grow fully mature. And may God enable you to do this with all the grace that Christ gives. God bless you, brother. Well, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that while we are weak, you are strong. Thank you that you raise up gifted people to serve your church, even pastors and teachers and evangelists. And Lord, we pray that you'd equip Dean and Andrew here in that role as preacher and pastor. Lord, we pray that you'd help them to proclaim the word of God fully, to keep presenting and proclaiming Christ clearly. Give them unity in love, unity in the gospel, unity by the Spirit. And Lord, we pray that you'd make the congregation of Reservoir Presbyterian Church, make them a praying people. Lord, we pray that by your grace and a work of your Spirit, that you might grow the people here to full maturity in Christ. Father, we pray this for the glory of Jesus' name. Amen.